WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas House has approved making bomb threats or causing other false alarms at universities felony offenses. The move comes amid multiple campus evacuations around Texas, including A&M, because of false alarms. Current statute already makes reporting a false bombing, fire, offense, or other emergency a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a fine. House Bill 1284 would increase jail time and fines if the threat is directed at a school, public communications, public transportation, or utility. This applies to public and private schools and would require universities to inform incoming students of possible penalties of making threats. A week ago last night was the fertilizer plant explosion in West. The Insurance Council of Texas estimates losses will exceed $100 million.
That's looking at everything that's affected and looking at all of the homes, which that number continues to rise. That looks at the schools, the retirement center, the apartment complex, the downtown area.
Spokesman Mark Hanna says insured losses also include the costs of resettling displaced students. The people of West went out to honor a hometown hero yesterday afternoon. Longtime Dallas firefighter Kenny Harris was being laid to rest after his funeral service. Family friend Henry Rod knew Harris since he was a child.
To lose people like that who are just such great people in your community is devastating, and you learn to deal with it, but you don't get over it.
Harris spent 31 years with Dallas Fire Rescue, commuting regularly from his home in West. Meanwhile, experts from Texas A&M are going to help the city of West get their damaged water system flowing. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has asked A&M Engineering Services to help them assess the town's wastewater system. A&M's Ron Petty says they've done this before.
Our response team, Public Works response team, has done the same thing after Hurricane Ike and several other tropical storms, going in, helping determine what operational changes need to be made to get the water to meet the drinking water standard.
He says there could be damage to water meters or to the plant. They don't yet know. Two team members are going, and he thinks they'll be there 3 to 5 days. Other team members might be called in as well. A compromise has been reached to bring a new private landfill west of Easterwood Airport. John Bounds is a neighboring property owner and a spokesman for the opponents who live in and near the brushy community.
Well, when you have mediation, nobody's happy, really, but everybody's satisfied that they did okay. Mr. Mancuso and his attorney worked very well with us.
Bounds says the landfill, designed to collect construction debris, will reach 75 feet, knocking a third off the original height of 111 feet. Residential traffic will get a newly paved Stewart Meadows Road to get on and off FM 60. Truck traffic will access the landfill on Old Jones Road, and the landfill owner will make a $45,000 cash donation for improvements in the brushy community during the next 5 years. The Brazos County Commissioner's Court has changed the date of considering property tax abatements for an international company to Friday afternoon. That's also when the Bryan City Council considers a non-annexation agreement for Quadrum Pipe and Tube. Mayor Jason Bienski says Quadrum's investment at the Texas Triangle Business Park could be 8 times the size of the Gundler Foods operation that will open this summer.
Probably the largest manufacturer that has ever set foot in Brazos County. It's about 300 jobs, 10 million plus payroll. I think the info we're showing right now is $120 million minimum investment. It could easily be 120 plus. If you look at Gundler, they're about $15 million on the ground. So if you start multiplying that, this is a big deal.
Bienski says they are dotting I's and crossing T's on the contracts. The mayor says they've been assisted by a pair of million-dollar grants, one for rail service and another that will go towards infrastructure. And at about a quarter till 11 Tuesday night, the Chevron located at 4150 South Highway 6 South was robbed by a man who told the cashier he had a gun. College Station police say a detective has been assigned and they're steadily working. They do have some images from the store's surveillance video, which should be made available to the public soon. And after 4 hours of debate, the Texas Senate passed a joint resolution giving voters an option about future spending. State Senator Charles Schwertner feels they made wise decisions concerning critical investments in water, roads, and education.
I don't think anyone got what they absolutely wanted individually, but we all, 31, came together and made a unanimous decision to invest some money in those three areas. So I'm proud of what we did. I'm looking forward to making sure that that gets through the House, of course. And then ultimately, though, it's going to be a decision by the voters. It's a joint resolution and an allocation from a rainy day fund. It's going to have to be voted on by the people of Texas.
Swertner calls it a reasonable compromise on all sides and says because it is a joint resolution, it will have to receive 2/3 of the House votes in order to go to the voters. WTOW News Time is 8:11. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 2nd at the Expo Center, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more. Special thanks to Chili Fest, Mac Resource, Chevron the Med, Volvo Rents, Outback Steakhouse, CC Creations, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
812, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
This morning, satellite photos showing lots of cloudiness around the region, but there are a couple of breaks, so there may be a little bit of sunshine here and there. Temperatures today up to about 70. Watch for a stray shower. For tonight, looks like skies are going to have a tendency to be generally cloudy. There could be a shower overnight, lows near 60. For tomorrow, I think we end up with more clouds, the risk of a shower, highs near 75. And there could be some showers during the day Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:13. Let's go to Austin and State Representative from District 14, John Rainey, joins us. Good morning, John.
How you doing, Scott?
Good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Not getting as much sleep as I'd like, but
you know, yesterday we talked to Senator Swertner. He said you're 75% of the way through. As long as there's not a special session, so that's a good thing, I guess.
Well, I haven't heard anything about a special session, yeah. But
okay. Well, we won't talk about it then. Okay, maybe it won't happen. One of the things that you're, of course, on House Appropriations, and one of the things that was on a lot of people's radar screen this week was the fact that the Appropriations Committee advanced a proposal that would reform Medicaid, so that the state could request a block from the federal government to expand their coverage of low-income Texans' coverage. How did you vote on that, and tell me why you voted that way?
I voted to move that forward. I do not consider that an expansion of Medicaid. It's a seeking a block grant. We can't continue with Medicaid in the manner that we're doing. It's been growing at such a fast rate, at least the state share. And we have to do something about that. So we are seeking a block grant. We think we can manage it better than the federal government can.
This again, you voted, the chairman put this forward, and obviously he voted for it, right?
It came from actually from sub-chairman.
Did it? Okay.
Zerwas, Dr. Uh-huh. Zerwas. He's been working very diligently on this for quite some time, and of course the chairman then moved it out. But and it was a pretty good vote. I think it was almost unanimous that we move it forward. It's got to be addressed. It's going to have to be addressed by the full body, and there's no doubt that there are a considerable number of people who really want to expand Medicaid, and the Republican stance is that we do not.
John Rainey joining us from Austin today. Yesterday we spoke to State Senator Charles Swertner, and, of course, Senate Resolution 1 passed there, and I guess, and it has to do with moving more money out of the rainy day fund than the governor wants to, and certainly is what some members want to do. But it was basically to put more money into education and to roads and highways. Has to be a 2/3 vote of both houses for it to be put on a referendum for Texans to vote on in November. Do you have any sense of how the House would come down on something like
that? Well, it will be close, but I feel like that it's going to pass. And here's why. The Senate, is my understanding, they put education in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had not considered that over on our House side, but I suspect it will be considered because the Senate has. And I think it will get more votes, frankly, from the D's if we include more money in education. And we have to have money for transportation, and we have to have water money for water. And we put those off so long, and there has to be a change. And frankly, you know, it's only been maybe 6 years since the Rainy Day Fund passed over the $1 billion mark.
Right.
So we might as well use that money, and if you use it in the method that we're talking about on water and in transportation, it really goes to a bank and it's used as investment and provides investment money and is not spent. As in other words, it's not like education money, which is just going to go to education and go to the I forgot now the term, but the fund that helps fund.
Right, the water board. Right, the water board that would do that. Now, but this is still, this is more money than the governor wants taken out of there. Do you think even, are you going to get some pushback from the governor's mansion?
I would suspect so. But I think that the will of the House particularly is on water and transportation is to move those forward. And it may take education dollars, which I'm not opposed to either, to make that happen. There is a significant number of people that say, we've just got to have more money for education, and they may not want to vote on the other two items without that education included. And if you put that in there in the mix, I think it'll probably pass.
State Representative John Rainey joining us in Austin. Finally this morning, I don't know, percentage-wise, College Station and Bryan have a lot of folks who are interested in teacher retirement, and the legislature's looking at some proposals that would shore up two of the largest public pension funds, requiring teachers and employees to work of the state to work a little bit longer. And as a result, now the workers that are nearing retirement age, 50 or older, would not be subject to the new rules, but more and more people will not be grandfathered in, as I understand, under this proposal. Have you had a chance to look at that? Have you got some preliminary feelings?
We've looked at it briefly. I haven't dug into it seriously, I guess you would say, but I think there's going to be lots of amendments offered on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
When that many people are affected, I believe that the chance of the bill passing as it came out of the Senate is not as good, perhaps, as in that way, in the same way. I think we'll probably end up exempting some more employees, but we're going to have some more money to go into that program to make sure it's financially secure.
Certainly. Anything else on your radar screen of important we need to talk about before next week?
Well, I just one brief thing. I'm going to have my first bill on the floor today. It's a local bill. I don't know what kind of harassment I'll get from the upperclassmen, but I expect some. It's a bill that allows the Texas A&M to have control of the property on their on the main campus. They have it on all the rest of the campuses, but where they could lease it out or even sell it or sell the mineral rights. And it's something that all other campuses have, so I'm sure I'll get some kind of harassment about being an Aggie.
Well, we hope that it goes the well for you then. And, again, congratulations on your first leap into that. All right, we'll talk to you next week, John.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thank
Always
you.
Good to talk to you.
All right, that's John Rainey, our District 14 state representative, and our visit is brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company, the total solution with copiers and printers, scanning and retrieval. Dayhill offers managed print services and complete IT service solutions. Contact your local Dayhill representative at 774-2200 today. Jenna Kioski's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm here to talk about communication. That is why I'm sent.
That's what you do.
You're
a communication person, right?
Yes. So I don't know if people are aware, but the city of Bryan has almost a completely new communication staff. Mm-hmm. And so in our first few months here with the city, one of our initial goals was to kind of evaluate current communication modes that we were using with our citizens, and both in the short term and the long term, enhance that communication. And so recently, or today, I want to talk about two recent changes we've already made. Our first being that we've moved to a new system for our city council meetings. And so what this new system allows us to do is not only can our residents actually follow along live, they've always been able to follow along live, but now we'll be indexing our agenda items as the meeting is going on.
Okay.
So if you're in and out and you're coming in halfway during the meeting, you can not only tell exactly where we've left off, but you could go back and watch things that we've already discussed. Another important feature that this brings is that once we've completed our meetings and they're archived and put up the next day, citizens can go in and instead of having to watch a two-hour meeting, if they're interested in one particular item, they can click on the agenda and it will take them exactly to that timestamp in the video. And that's great.
Oh, that's a
yes.
I'm happy about it.
Yes,
I know that's for
be.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, it'll just make it easier for everyone who has certain interests in mind to be able to pay attention to what matters to them most.
Mm-hmm.
Another feature that this system has brought our citizens is that it's mobile friendly. So you're not just confined to sitting at a desktop anymore. If you're out and about and want to stay in the loop of what's going on with your city council, you can watch it on any mobile device, iPad, smartphone, that kind of thing.
Excellent. Yeah, that's, again, well, if you want people to be engaged, you have to make it easy for them,
yes.
And that sounds like this makes it pretty easy for
them. And we're trying, and this is just one step, one of many goals that we have in mind over the course of months and years, I should say. The last final feature with this is that we've also made it easier for anyone to just download the meetings themselves. Again, before, you had to submit an open records request, come in, and we'd have to burn it onto DVD. And now, again, it has to be when the meeting's concluded, so the following day,
mm-hmm.
but there'll be a download link available that they can download.
Boy. All right, that's good. And that's up and running now.
Yeah, that we used it this week for our first meeting on Tuesday.
Okay.
And so working out, of course, with any new technology.
Could be
that
some
you're
bugs
using.
In there.
Yeah,
right?
You always have a few bugs that you're working through, yeah. but we were very happy with the initial launch
good.
Of it. So.
Well, we'll look forward to using that on the I know Bill Oliver will be very happy that it's
yeah.
out there and available. All right, good. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. We visit with the folks from. Is that it? So what we got going on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the only other thing I was going to mention
uh-huh,
is
sure.
this Saturday is our Parks Pitch Hit and Run over at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, 10 to 12. And there's information on our website if anyone is wanting to attend that. So mm-hmm. great skills competition for our local youth.
All right, thanks a bunch. Visit with folks in the City of Bryan on Thursdays, and it's brought to you, our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving you with integrity and honesty in the insurance business since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions. We're more than just copiers. Locally managed for over 20 years, Dayhill offers customized and unique document solutions for businesses of any size. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, fax or scan services, let Tim, Mark, Paul, Kiz, Billy, and Lewis help you find the perfect solution for your business needs. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200.
824 News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Salvation Army annually has a banquet called Doing the Most Good. Actually, it's the second annual banquet, which is coming up. It's going to be May the 9th at the Hilton College Station. And it's going to, in addition to telling you about the Salvation Army, it's also going to be a tribute to Art King. If you remember Art as being a community leader here, former head of the Chamber of Commerce and Bryan College Station, passed away almost a year ago, and he'll be honored. And to talk about the banquet and his dad is Ken King. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, fine. Thanks for being with us this morning. May the 9th is going to be an important day, not only for the Salvation Army, but also a tribute to your dad.
Yeah, it's a really proud of it. It's something my dad, he got involved in the Salvation Army a number of years ago. He and my mom did. And as you know, I grew up in Bryan. I lived there for 26 years, and I've lived almost away from Bryan as long as I have, as I lived in Bryan College Station, but went to school at Bryan High in Texas A&M. But my dad was involved in the Salvation Army, and he went on a trip one time and saw some of the other local Salvation Armies across the state and some of the things they were doing. And one of the things they did was have an annual banquet. And so Dad came back and wanted to do that. And so last year in March, end of March, they had their first the first banquet, doing the most good, and they had about 150 so people there. And Dad passed away just a few about a month after that, almost a year ago, the Salvation Army wanted to do something again, continue the banquet, but also do something to honor him and appreciate that. They're having the tribute for him. But on May 9th, they're going to have that. The doors open at 6 o'clock. There'll be a silent auction. There'll be a live auction after that, later on the evening, that yours truly is going to have to do. I haven't auctioned in, I don't know, about 15 years.
Well, that'll be fun, though.
I'm going to try to see what I can do.
Yeah.
So there are a number of live auction items. They're going to have I hate to go right here to this, but Johnny Manziel signed football, and Jackie Robinson baseball, and some other great things, some earrings, diamond earrings, some nice things for that'll go to the Salvation Army. And then a meal, and it gives a chance. The main reason Dad wanted to have this banquet every year was, I think that most times people think about the Salvation Army, there's only one or two things they think about. It's the red kettles outside of Target or Walmart or HEB or wherever you're shopping, and then the Angel Tree program they have. But the Salvation Army is doing stuff all year long. They have their location is over there on Cabot Street across from the old post office, and they have a church service. They have a food pantry that gives food away to annually about 7,000 families. That's what they did in 2011. There's just a number of programs they do, and this was an opportunity for people to come. Dad wanted it to be an opportunity for people to come and learn about what the Salvation Army does and have a chance to get involved.
You know, and I don't know that folks understand that this actually an icon of the city, Travis Bryan, basically brought the Salvation Army in as a local unit here in 1957. I mean, it's been here a long time, and you don't hear about what they do. But as recently as a week ago today, with the explosion that took place in West, what you might not know, that happened about sunset, but what you might not know is by midnight, they had four canteens the Salvation Army had opened up in West to feed first responders and the folks there. And they do things very quietly, but they really do respond. And I think you're right. There's you think of them for Red Kettle, and you might think of them for the toy drive, but they really are here 12 months a year, 365.
Right. Lieutenant Jeremy and Lieutenant Michelle Walker are the ones that run it. And Lieutenant Jeremy's in West right now. He's been there all week, and so – you know, the money that's raised for this banquet and through the Salvation Army benefits Brazos County. The money stays in Brazos County, but we also go out and they go out and help people in other areas when it's needed, and it certainly was needed in West. So, you know, the two things people can do is there are several things people could do. There are individual tickets still for sale. They're $50. There's also a few tables left. They've sold, I think, around 30 tables at this point in time. Mm-hmm. You can sponsor a table for $500. You also can just give to the Salvation Army, but it's a chance to come and to learn what's going on and hear more about it and get involved. And I just want one other thing I want to say, and that is, you know, my mom has always been involved in the Salvation Army, but after my dad passed away, she really got involved, and the Salvation Army really helped her so much. You know, by her going, doing things and giving back, you know, it was great for her too. So there's just so many ways that the Salvation Army has helped and does help and helps our community. And like you said, it's not always out there in the open of what they're doing, and we want people to know.
That's it. It's May the 9th at the Hilton College Station. It's a Doing the Most Good banquet. Ken King joining us. Thanks for the time this morning, Ken.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, yeah. It's 8:29.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
An encouraging report. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The latest numbers from Washington suggest the job market continues on a path of slow, steady improvement. The Labor Department counted 339,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 16,000 fewer than the week before. Those of us who have jobs are less fearful about the prospect of losing them. The annual General Society survey finds Americans' confidence in the job market is back to pre-recession norms. platforms. You'll have a little longer to wait if you want to get a Samsung Galaxy S4 smartphone from Sprint or T-Mobile. Demand for the new device, Samsung's challenge to the iPhone, has been stronger than expected. The phones are in short supply. T-Mobile will start taking orders for the phone on Monday, later than expected. Sprint will accept online orders starting Saturday, but the S4 will be sold in stores only as it becomes available. AT&T expects to begin selling the S4 on Saturday. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Good day. This is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S Weed and Feed. The fine folks at Scott's have created a perfect potion for St. Augustine lawns here in Texas, formulated to terminate dollar weed and clover with extreme prejudice. That's a good thing. And now for the bonus. Scott's Bonus S also provides your lawn with essential nutrients. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
$2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was a right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Oh, here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. Reserve your rooms now for the fall. Go to redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. It's the 12th hour of reviewing final contracts that are expected to land what Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski says is the largest private employer in the Brazos County.
It's going to be great for Bryan, Colestation, Brazos County, but it's also good for the region. People that are unemployed and underemployed will have an opportunity at these jobs. And, you know, so we talk about the BioCorridor and GSK and the pharmaceutical company, Woodbolt, and the nutraceutical companies that are bringing in those $50,000 and $100,000 plus jobs. You know, these are going to be in the $35,000, $40,000 price range on average. So, you know, we're looking at all aspects for all different sectors of the market to recruit and bring here to our community.
The Council and Brazos County Commissioners Court have scheduled special meetings on Friday afternoon. The Council will act on a non-annexation agreement, and the county will announce its tax incentives to bring Quadrum Pipe and Tube to the Texas Triangle Business Park. This June will mark 2 years since an application was filed for a privately owned landfill to collect construction debris west of Easterwood Airport. Mediation has resulted in a compromise.
We're able to reach an agreement. That's where we felt like we could settle, and they felt like they could decrease the height and provide the other thing. So we're in good shape.
John Bounds, a spokesman for neighboring property owners, says the height of the landfill was reduced by one-third, from 111 feet to 75 feet. The agreement also calls on the landfill owner to pay $45,000 over the next 5 years to the Brushy community for improvements. Truck traffic will use Old Jones Road to get in and out of the landfill, and there will be a new Stewart Meadows Road for residential vehicles. A team from Texas A&M Engineering Services is headed to west to help fix their damaged water system. A&M's Ron Petty says the goal is to determine what changes have to be made to get the drinking water up to par. He says the damage to the water system is contained.
And then also maybe helping with sampling, setting up sampling plans, getting the samples pulled so that they will know when that water is the quality that the citizens, you know, need and deserve, and then they can lift the board water notice.
Two team members are going, and he thinks they'll be there for 3 to 5 days, and other team members might be called in. Hundreds gathered yesterday to honor a firefighter from West who died in last week's explosion. Captain Kenny Harris spent 31 years as a Dallas firefighter, but he called West home. Longtime family friend Henry Rod says Harris was one of the first on the scene when things went terribly wrong at the fertilizer plant last week.
He would be a hero because he was willing to put his life on the line for other people, and he did that in so many different ways. Tried to help his community and be a part of it.
Harris was mourned by his widow, three sons, and his appreciative community. Preliminary damage estimates have exceeded $100 million. Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas says pretty much everything within a mile radius of the explosion had some sort of damage.
This is a small community. We're talking 2,700 people, and just nearly everybody in that community was affected by this blast.
Hanna said the number could go higher because the initial report of damaged homes was at 75, but that number has now gone up to around 140. Following multiple bomb threats at A&M and other schools around Texas, there's legislation to make that a felony crime. The Texas House sent to the Senate a proposal to increase jail time and fines if a threat is directed to a public or private university, along with utilities and public transportation. University officials would be required to tell students of the possible penalties for making threats. And finally, an undisclosed amount of cash was stolen from a College Station convenience store late Tuesday night. Police say a man told the cashier at the Chevron located at 4150 South Highway 6 South that he had a gun before he took the money and escaped on foot. Images have been collected from the store's video cameras and should be made available to the public soon as investigation continues. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 56 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Half-price books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood half-price books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. We know you've worked hard for your RV, and you deserve the best. At RV Station, we only stock the best brands, like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new Puma 28 BHS for only $220 a month. Sales price $21,995. 10% down, plus TT&L and fees, 6.99% APR at 144 months, WAC, stock number 1546. Or a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198RD is just $15,995. Financing available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers. Or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
8:38 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Clouds, they'll be with us throughout the day. I think temperatures will be around 70. Watch for a shower during the day. And the sun may peek out here and there. Satellite photo showing a couple of breaks this morning. Of clouds night, maybe a shower. Overnight lows close to 60. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tomorrow, 75. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Clouds Saturday, maybe a shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:39. Y'all want to talk, don't you? I mean, I pay you to talk, and you haven't been able to talk all morning. I mean, how long has it been yet? But I have even more. Hello, wake up! We have even more.
Yeah.
I know. When's the last time you talked? It was almost an hour ago,
wasn't
it?
I think it was about 7:20.
Yeah.
No, it was 7:50 sports.
Right, finished your sports at 7:50. So, you know, you've had... whoever says this is a hard job, right?
I'm in here playing video games. Well,
we have only one more interview, and then we'll be able to let you talk. But Christy Petty's here this morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
Good. More things going on. Yeah, there's Kevin. Kevin, you know Christy, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and Hello. Then Kat, have you met Christy?
No, sir.
Well, you'll have to come down here and talk to her before it's all over with. She's a happening chick in downtown Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going on in downtown Bryan, just by the way?
Well, we here today to talk about the Fest for West.
Okay.
Really excited, a benefit concert to drive money to the families in the tragedy in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It was the brainchild of my friend here, Bucky Bachmeyer. He is with Big Red Drum Entertainment. And I joke that I try not to steal his thunder. But I woke up on the morning after the West tragedy, and he had this beautiful Facebook post about how his heart was with West, and he and his music friends need to get together and do something. And I was like, ooh, have it at the Village.
Oh, yeah, like, exactly. Right.
Or in the Alley. And I'm like, or the Palace. It could be so big. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it as big as possible. And people like WTAW and Candy and Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX, The Eagle, are pushing. And, it's so great. We've partnered with DBA, Downtown Bryan Association, and the City of Bryan, Bryan Police Department, Bryan Fire Department, you know, with the first responders, are 100% partner in pushing it. So it's exciting. I mean, sponsors dropping left and right. Slovacic Sausage wraps will be out there. C&J is going to cook a lot of beef brisket and pork butt for some barbecue sandwiches.
Excellent.
So, and Bucky's here to talk about the music, because the music is very expansive and wonderful. It has wonderful variety. It's something for everybody, and he's the guarantee there.
Well, Bucky, good morning, and thanks for joining us at this early hour, which is probably not your general time when you're
good
out and operating.
To you as well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell me what kind of entertainment lineup we got going on.
Well, I guess we can start with our headliner, and headlining this event is going to be Brandon Ryder, and we're really excited about that. I got the message back from Brandon. Oh, I guess maybe the initial message about a half day after I sent out all the invites,
right.
And I was really excited about that one.
Sure.
when he sent back. So he's going to be headlining our event.
Okay.
And then we've got Chris King and the Liberators, and Doug Moreland is going to be bringing his Texas Swing Trio to town, and I'm really looking forward to those two. And then, just like Christy said, just a variety of acts. Blue Bear, who plays in town all the time, they're out of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a really good following. Tubi and the Touchstones are going to be playing. So,
Tubi and the Touchstones.
All right.
They come to the Navasota Blues Fest every year.
Yes, they do.
Tubi, rock and roll.
Tubi has fans all over.
Yeah. So. He's my Facebook friend.
He's a sweet man.
And then a few acoustic acts that we have Bo Brumble and Shannon Lee Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Local guy Jeff Sparr is going to be playing for us, and Jason Marbach, and Claire Domain is local. She plays a whole lot, you know, at the Village and around town here, and so she's going to be playing. And also Brett Lloyd is going to be playing. So a whole lot of local talent. Mark Youngers and Adam Carroll are going to be joining us. So
the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
I think there's like 16.
Really?
Crazy.
Wow.
Ben Morris and the Great American Boxcar Chorus, another local band.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're really excited about that. The Docks are going to be playing, and they have a CD release, I believe, tonight.
Yeah, so, at Stafford.
So that we're, you know, they're going to be pushing their new CD, and they're going to come out and help us. And then Walking Bear is going to be playing.
Okay.
And then, of course, our headliner, Brandon Ryder, as I mentioned earlier. So
cool.
It just, a lot of different genres, a lot of different acts. It's going to be a real good day of music.
So when does the music start?
12 o'clock.
Okay.
Noon.
All right, and we'll go till?
8, 9 p.m.
Okay.
8 p.m. is what it says officially on the all the advertising, but I think it'll probably push till about 9.
Okay. All right.
We'll have the streets blocked off in front of the palace.
Uh-huh.
So, don't be afraid it'll be too crowded, because we're encouraging people to bring your own chair if you don't want to sit in the chairs at the palace. The palace holds about 450 people, and that's one of our stages. The other stage will be the Grand Stafford Theater, which is this theater that reopened this past fall. So there will actually be two stages. The doors open to both of them. You can sit out in the street and listen to the palace. The food and everything will be out in front of the Carnegie.
The stages will be alternating as far as time slots, so you'll be able to catch everybody if you want to. You won't miss any of the music.
Yeah,
I'm just looking. The weather's going to be 65 degrees at night, so it'll be 80 during the day.
That'd be perfect.
It really will. You got that part really going for you there, too.
Yeah, we really didn't. We're trying to think of a rain plan, and there is, there is a rain plan, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to go inside a building. Like, we want to be out in the street. We want to, you know, so it's going to be, you know, beautiful spring. It's Cinco de Mayo, so it's always a fun day to get out and move around. But I definitely want to thank everybody who's trying to put forth an effort to volunteer and donate things and encourage anyone to do that. If you go to the downtownbryan.com webpage, there is right there, click to volunteer, click to donate, and there's forms you can fill out. So we're asking volunteers for 2-hour slots of their time. So it's, if you volunteer, we're not going to stick you out there for 14 hours.
No.
So,
okay.
But if you want to, you know, sling some chopped beef sandwich for a couple hours, if you're good at a grill or you're a good cash handler, smiley, you don't mind asking people for their ID, whatever, sell a T-shirt or two. That's what we're looking for, just 2 hours at a time. You can sign up online.
Okay.
And if you want to give us something for the silent auction, if you got something big, we are possibly going to have a live auction if we get enough live auction-like donations.
Okay.
So, exciting.
That's it. And the date again is?
It'll be May 5th.
Okay.
Cinco de Mayo, easy to remember.
Sunday,
it's
right.
It's a Sunday.
Yep.
So,
okay.
And there doesn't seem to be a lot of conflicting things happening
good.
That day.
We'll make that happen. And again, give them the website for the information.
You can go to Facebook /Fest4West and downtownbryan.com has all the connections to all of our social media.
Okay, very good. Christy Bucky, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for your time.
It's 8:46.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-424-9130. That's 1-800-424-9130.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:47. If you're still a fan of carrying stacks of paper money in your wallet, be very excited. We got a newly designed $100 bill. Have you seen this thing?
No,
I haven't seen a $100 bill in forever.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a new look. It's of course it's still got Benjamin Franklin on it, which is, you know, cool.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Mm-hmm, but it's got a new watermark. It's got a blue security ribbon, which you'll be able to see. I mean, just like a blue ribbon through it. Raised print. It's got a gold 100 on the backside. Micro printing. Easier for the public to authenticate.
Good, because did you know that $100 bills are the most fakeified bills in all the world?
Fakeified.
I'm sorry. I'm sleepy.
Like that fakeified thing.
I can't think of an intelligent word.
Well, again,
today.
Counterfeited would be an okay word.
If we went to England, they wouldn't take $100 bills at the bank, like they, because they're so counterfeit.
Yeah.
They
Well, they don't understand how to. And again, this will allow the general public to be able to see if they've got a fake.
Are they still going to need those little pens?
Well, no, not really. I mean, you can use the pens if you want to, but that's actually to check the whether or not that's cotton. There's cotton in the paper that they use. That's because it needs to stay yellow. If it turns black, then there's not any cotton in the paper, and that means it's a counterfeit. But the new design will be unveiled. It was supposed to be unveiled in 2010. Imagine this. They're late doing that. Bills will go into circulation October the 8th.
I would like to sequester some of those bills.
Yeah, if you want to be the first on your block to do that. Principal of a New Jersey school has angered parents by banning strapless dresses at the upcoming dance. Sharon Moffiet, who is the principal at the Reading Middle School, believes that dresses without straps would be distracting to boys.
Well, you know what?
Really?
If you're going to the dance, you just have to suck it up and obey the dress code.
Parents have petitioned the school board to overturn the policy. Before June the 12th, at least one 14-year-old says that she plans to defy the ban.
Dope!
Yeah, really.
Why can't people just follow rules?
because people want their daughters to grow up too fast. How's that?
Oh.
Television rating sweeps beginning tonight. In television, the May sweeps, as they're called, even though they start tonight, one of the most crucial times for the networks and local stations. It's the month-long period in which in-depth audience measurement is taken. So naturally, networks and local stations put lots of resources into the season finales. USA Today has a rundown of some of the highlights if you want to look at it today. Specials like the Billboard Music Awards, which happen next month, and, of course, special news segments. I mean, where else will you hear about felons in daycare, right? But now.
Now, of course.
And the, you know, stories of grown-ups and parents behaving badly. We always get those things, all sorts of sensational things there. Living among the homeless, you know, maybe we'll have one of the people at one of the TV stations go undercover and live with a homeless person.
That could be interesting. I would participate.
What? No, you didn't say that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You're going to live with the homeless?
Yeah, why not?
She had a bum in the backyard, remember?
That's right.
What?
How long? Well,
what
you had
are you
a
talking about?
You said you had a bum in the backyard, right?
Or in your alley
or something
like that.
Oh, I thought like you
that.
Said a bomb. I was like, wait a second.
So you're willing to go live with homeless people. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, I'd do it.
For how long?
However long it took.
Well, I mean, but you're going to have to start looking homeless, okay? Your hair's going to have to get ratty. You're going to have to stick gum in it so that it'll get all tangled and knotted up.
Oh,
and then,
please. It'll just be like going back to kindergarten.
Okay.
And you'll have to bring your cats.
No, I don't know. Well, yeah.
No, only if I can be a bag lady.
I was going to say, you have to have a shopping cart and a big sweater. And, yeah, if you got that going on, then that'll work. Zookeepers in China play dress-up for an emergency drill. Employees at the Brown Zoo. I don't even try. Practiced how to deal with an escaping animal by dressing up like animals themselves. Oh, man. Staff members practiced sneaking out of cages, climbing over walls, and attacking people while dressed like lions and alpacas and bears. Oh, my. So, I put the oh, my in there.
That was nice.
Canadians showed up in droves on Monday to take a whiff of the world's stinkiest flower. The Mutar Conservatory in Edmonton was forced to open its overflow parking lot and extend its Monday hours to accommodate the people who wanted to come in and smell the corpse plant, the corpse flower. It's called the Petrula. Petrula. According to CTV News, some describe the plant's smell as the same as rotting meat. Why would you want to do that? Others compare it to the smell of a dirty diaper. Again, why would you want to do that? It's also been described as a rotting corpse, thus the name commonly used, the corpse plant. The rare plant arrived at the conservatory last August, has been growing ever since. It's big, 275 pounds, and it's 8 feet tall. It blooms for only 24 to 36 hours before it starts to wilt. So there you go. And Monday it was at its most shockingly beautiful day.
And smells like dead people.
And it smells like dead, well, just dead stuff.
Or
yeah.
Cat when she's playing homeless.
She's not here to defend herself.
Dad!
Yes, sorry.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3030 AD compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to lemonadedaybcs.com. That's lemonadedaybcs.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Allen Honda is celebrating their really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
About 5 till Newstalk 1620 WTW. You know, they keep touting these, eat these fruits and vegetables to reverse the signs of aging. And,
yeah,
you know, well, the problem is people go overboard then, and they'll eat too much of them. If they think that a little bit's good, then a lot will be better. But here they are. It's tomatoes. You know, they got lycopene in them, which is an antioxidant. Kale.
Kale. It's in the cabbage family.
Kale sucks. I mean, it tastes horrible.
No.
It does.
It tastes horrible.
Now I can imagine it would stink afterwards, kind of like Brussels sprouts or broccoli, yeah. But I don't know.
Eggplant, the stunning purple skin.
I love eggplant.
It's a nutrient that fights aging and spreads and the spread of cancer cells.
Really?
Yep. Red bell pepper. Yeah, pretty good.
Those are sweet. Those are yummy. Yeah.
Blackberries. Good. Basil.
Nice.
Basil's awesome.
Oh, I love basil.
Basil's good in almost
probably
anything.
Probably one of my favorite herbs.
Except in donuts. Basil-filled donuts don't taste good.
That doesn't sound good.
And the aforementioned Brussels sprouts. They're good for you.
All of those foods, very yummy. Except kale. The verdict is out on kale.
Okay. Shocking story out of Sweden where modeling agencies are recruiting fresh new talent from not your high schools, not from Craigslist, but from anorexia clinics.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear. That's terrible.
Swedish doctors outraged over reports that patients at the Stockholm Center for Eating Disorders have been approached by one or several agencies looking to recruit new models. As the chief medical officer said, we think it's repugnant. Yeah, say so. Apparently there's no law against it, though. Man, strange world.
Yes, it is.
If you've heard the term extreme cycling, probably think it involved motorcycles or mountain bikes or whatever, but you would be wrong. The newest group of thrill seekers in England is a bunch of extreme unicyclers.
Excellent.
In the sport, riders fight to maintain their balance as they plummet down steep cliff walls. Oh, one member of the so-called...
Just said as they juggle.
No, Mountain Unicycling Club said it's a cross between mountain biking and rodeo riding. Okay.
Because they have a lot of rodeos.
I was going to say, like, some guy from England can speak to us about that.
Well, that's how he imagines it is.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
It's
all right. A Florida woman who celebrated her 21st birthday last week by going out with a man she met through a series of texts.
Randomly, accidentally texted her?
No, I don't know how it started. Anyway, ended up getting carjacked by her date.
Golly.
Yeah. Namia Malian says 19-year-old Donald McGee was a perfect gentleman, right up until the carjacking, that is. Hmm. The two spent some time walking and talking before ending the night in the parking lot of the Wendy's, where he produced the handgun and told her to hand over her car.
Wow.
She got out. He drove off.
Let's make intelligent decisions, people.
She said she's done dating for a while. I guess so. And a cat is being credited with foiling a burglary.
Yeah?
After scaring a would-be burglar into thinking that there was another thief in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Marcius Ionescu, again, a name I'd make up, of Romania, in the middle of ransacking a house in his hometown when he suddenly heard a noise that prompted him to jump under the bed. From there, this Mozon decides to phone local police to alert them to a burglary taking place inside the residence while he's in the process of burglaring it.
Mm-mm.
Too afraid to leave, he stayed long enough for the police to arrive. They searched the house. He was the only one there, so if there was a burglary going on, they pretty much had their guy.
Bumbled burger bumps head on bed.
Yeah, what an idiot. Yeah. What an idiot. All right. 1901 on this date, 1901, New York became the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates. They cost a dollar, and they were inscribed with the initials of the owner.
And now you got to pay extra for that.
Yeah, really, you do. Now, yeah.